Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Chakra Show, and I'm Neil, the resident shaman. I'm going to share with you my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and my conversations with spirits. For today's show, I journeyed to the upper world. As usual, I took myself up and up and up, finally emerging into the new landscape of the upper world. I went into a beautiful forested area where I usually meet my spirit teachers. I looked around, and the spirit that I saw there is an extremely interesting one in her appearance. So she manifests sitting on a flying carpet. And this is actually an incredible carpet. When on previous journeys, I've taken a question to the upper world. This carpet, which has got a very intricate design of patterns of colors and shapes, these shapes reorganize themselves into an image, into a picture, and that picture presents an answer to the question that I might have taken. So this has been absolutely fascinating, but on this particular journey, I wasn't taking a question, I was taking a request for useful and interesting information to present on today's show. So the first thing she did was to indicate that I should hop onto this flying carpet with her. I was a little bit apprehensive because I've never been on it before, and I was wondering how stable a ride it was going to be sitting on a carpet. But of course, in the spirit realm, where you're interacting with compassionate, benevolent, loving spirits, one trusts the experience. So we flew off, and it was fine, it was perfectly stable, and she took us up and up and up, and we arrived at the top of a very, very tall stone tower, like something out of a fairy tale. And I hopped off onto the top, and it was out in the open, and the first thing that I was struck by, of course, was this unbelievably magnificent view, this 360 degree view all around me. And I realized that not only was I just seeing an incredible sight, a visual sight, but actually this was an insight. This was part of the message that I was getting, and that is that there is a big picture view of reality, of the universe. There's a higher perspective view. And of course, not just literally higher, like being at the top of the tower, but higher as in spiritual. There's a spiritual view of reality, which is very different from our usual everyday view of reality, where generally we're all consumed by details. Our focus is extremely narrowed. We get caught up in details, and the experience becomes quite stressful, and everything is seen as a problem to be solved. Everything is generally problematic. Now, of course, there's absolutely a place for working with our problems and dealing with them, but the problem is that there is an imbalance. We are so immersed in this narrow view that we've generally totally lost sight of the big picture perspective of existence, of reality. And that big picture perspective is actually a much softer one, a much more pleasant experience. And that's what is important for us to understand. So the big challenge for all of us is to rise above this very detailed involvement that we have with our lives, where every little thing seems so important and so problematic, and rather view things from the bigger picture. And she popped another analogy into my mind, which is something that we're all familiar with, the story of looking at an elephant, but instead of looking at the whole elephant, we get engrossed with one tiny little spot on its skin, and we can research that spot and label that spot and think that we know a lot about the spot, but that's all we end up knowing, is a lot about the spot. The elephant itself has been lost. This narrow, very engrossed with small detail perception has one lose the big picture and the big meaning, because that fundamentally is what's important about the big picture, is that it's the big meaning. So I asked, is there a way that we can help cultivate our ability to be more in touch with the big picture? And the Spirit said, well, of course that occurs when we are more connected with the spirit realm, and that a very effective way of connecting with the spirit realm is to learn how to do and experience shamanic journeying. This is something that's come up repeatedly on the show, where the spirits have encouraged us to learn how to do shamanic journeying, because it enables us so easily to make this connection with the spirit world and then be the beneficiary of power and wisdom and love and compassion and, of course, the big perspective. So they also said that there are other ways that we can cultivate learning to be less narrowed in our awareness, and they recommended simply going out into nature and letting ourselves be in nature. So not doing, not being active, but just being aware. And this is something that we're not really used to. We might often go out into nature, but we're often busy when we are in nature. Another thing that they recommended was, and this is useful because we can do it a number of times a day, is, for example, when we're eating, is simply to be with the experience of eating, the taste, the smell, the texture, and not to sit, for example, while we eat and read or look at an iPad, which is something that I'm very guilty of. They also recommended meditation techniques like, for example, being aware of our breathing, and not to judge the breathing or to try and change the breathing, but simply to be aware of the fact that we are breathing, and maybe we can feel the movement of our ribs as we breathe. They also said another useful practice is when we're getting dressed and undressed, to be very present to the experience of how our bodies are moving in space and the feeling of the texture of the fabric as we get dressed. They then shifted to another very profound topic, and that is how we like to think of the phrase of love thy neighbor, how important it is to us, and that the best way of dealing with that is to be less judgmental. And if we can just notice how frequently we are judgmental, this will help us be more loving. So this was a really profound journey. It ended abruptly, but they wanted me to take this plain and simple message of a bigger perspective and less judgmental and present that today. Thank you very much. You have been listening to Neil of The Shapira Show. We have to go on break now, and when we come back, Vivian will continue with messages from crystals.